Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Looking to step up your Mother's Day flowers? The Home Depot has an idea. Let Mom's green thumb do some digging with colorful flowers, pots, and premium soils to bring out the most in her patios, walkways, and gardens. Right now, get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97 for strong, healthy, vibrant plants, indoors and outside. Shop our wide selection online and pick up your order in-store and give Mom the gift of a beautiful garden. Get Vigoro Potting Soil, just $8.97 at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Coming up at the top of the hour in entertainment news, Cedric the Entertainer and Anthony Anderson have teamed up for a new reality show. It's called Kings of Barbecue. We'll talk about that. Also, J-Lo posed nude to promote a new shoe line. And Tyler Perry is strolling, rolling around.
When is going to slow down? You're going too fast now.
We'll talk about it at the top of the hour. That's just a little tease.
We're going to have a talk about what?
We'll talk about it later.
How the hell are we going to comment if we don't see it?
Just let him know it's coming up. Yeah.
Said in the barbecue. Y'all know.
We know Said. We know Anthony, we got all that. They doing pranks and whatever. But that ain't
everybody done seen barbecue. Yeah.
I'm finna buy me some of these shoes J-Lo talking about. That's what I'm talking about.
Also, Tyler Perry is rolling around in a tiny blue Geo Metro to stay grounded, he says. That's all coming up, like I said, fellas, at the top
Tyler
of the hour. But right now.
No, he doing it, Tommy.
I saw it.
Really?
Yeah, I saw him drive. I saw it before he came to my house.
Yeah. It's been all over social media.
Tyler's trying to be regular. You can't be regular.
Stay grounded. Trying to stay grounded.
Oh, he ain't regular. I'm here to tell you that.
Shout out to Tyler, nothing regular about that boy. That's all coming up next. Right now, it is time to ask the CLO. Our chief love officer, Steve Harvey, is right here, ready for you. Here we go. Yeah. Gemini in Mobile says, I'm dating a man that's financially secure, and that's great, but he thinks helping me with small tasks around my house is beneath him. He said he would rather pay someone else to do it. He won't even put out the trash for me. Is this a red flag?
No. Not at all. I said the same thing to Mark. The exact same thing. I'm not going to do nothing around this house. Don't ask me to do no housework. I don't want to, you know, you need somebody to help you get the corner sheet on the other side of the bed. You need to get somebody in here. You need somebody to sweep these floors. You need to get somebody in here. You don't like doing dishes? Damn it, I don't either. Let's get somebody in here. That ain't no red flag. That's a man with a plan. Quit tripping. And don't think because a man don't do that. If he do everything else, he's financially secure. Going to give you the life of your dreams. The hell you want him to wipe a damn cabinet off? Why is he got to get down there on his knees to prove his love to you by cleaning out the damn oven? Girl, if you don't stop and let that man show you what he do, just get on the team with him.
Okay. All right, Gemini and Mobile.
And then all you got to do is decide you ain't going to do it. And then watch him provide a way.
Oh, right. A plan. I like it.
Yeah. Yeah. You better gain, you better recognize what's happening here.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
Okay.
Moving on to Valerie in Tampa. Valerie writes, my husband and I went to see Creed 3, and I had a few drinks afterwards. We were getting frisky, and I jokingly called my husband Damien, which is Jonathan Majors' name, in Creed 3.
Right.
My man is still mad about it. Why can't he take a joke? It's just a joke.
Because it wasn't no joke, because you was drunk. It wasn't no damn joke. You was drunk and was still looking at the movie.
It's a movie.
Yeah. Yeah, he's still mad. It wasn't no joke.
What if he called
out? Ha ha, he he, yeah. 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 Suppose he call out J Lo. Ha ha. He he, ha ha.
Jenny from the block.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah, what about that?
Punch dead in the throat. Okay.
Jenny.
Moving on to Fontina in Lexington. Fontina writes, five of my closest friends and I went to a Broadway show in New York, and I loaned two of the ladies some money so they could do all of the activities. Weeks later, the ladies have not said anything about repaying me. How should I handle this?
Oh, wait, who gave them the money?
Okay, her name is Fontina. She's out of Lexington. She and five of her closest girlfriends went to a Broadway show in New York, and a couple of the ladies didn't have money to participate in everything they were doing, so Fontina lent them the money. But she hasn't heard from them. It's been, what, all this time, weeks later.
You ain't getting that money back. That's gone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's gone, baby. Mm-hmm.
That's gone.
Yeah, you write that off. Quit taking people with you.
And why did you take
that's they, your they advice, CL?
Yeah. They could have walked around Times Square here while y'all went to, them, to the damn place. You ain't have to pay for them people
that's
to go there.
So lit mean. Up.
What? Lit up. Mean.
All them lights and buildings, go and see all that stuff. You ain't got to, you don't get to go to the place. You knew we were coming to New York. Now that's what you did know.
Should have saved up.
Sit on red steps in Times Square.
Go on off Broadway. Get one of them $40 shows. Go on over there. But you can't even be on Broadway.
Yeah.
What? Right, you so agree?
Yeah. She's saying, how should she handle this? So just chalk it up. It's a loss. Just move on with
the best lesson is a bought lesson.
Yeah.
That's
you don't have, you didn't have no agreement with them. Yeah. They ain't mentioned it. Now you can go around and stress yourself out begging them on an individual basis, but it ain't going to do nothing but stress you out.
Uh-huh.
Hmm. You could afford it back then. If you can't afford it, let me tell you something. Okay. When you give out money,
mm-hmm.
if you cannot afford for that money to stay gone, then don't give it out.
Yeah.
Because when it don't come back, you're going to throw yourself into something.
Okay.
How much money you got out? How much is out? Who you know ain't coming back?
Not who. Not who.
Hey,
not
dog, that. Let me tell you something.
That's a lot.
Famous person owes me $250.
Wow.
Dollars?
Yeah.
No.
Dollars?
No.
Yeah. Oh, that was $250,000.
Somebody owed you $250,000.
What?
Oh, absolutely. Hands
down. Right.
Was it a business investment or a loan, a straight out loan?
I don't want to say, but I did it.
Oh, yeah.
I don't see myself writing a check to give to him. I don't see
myself.
But listen
to me, I didn't write a check.
What you, Cash App? What happened?
Yeah, you gave him cash.
Cash App? What you do? Girl, what you doing? What a million?
Girl.
What?
You can't Cash App that much.
Oh.
Or Zelle.
Because I was about to give you my Cash App if you could. Man.
No, but here the crazy cash part. Though? Ain't bought it up. Ain't
and
mentioned.
And you got to see him?
But okay.
Dog done seen him.
Okay, this is the bad part. When you lend someone money and then they don't pay you back, but they got all this new stuff. They got new cars.
Oh, they're rolling different. Yeah.
Yeah.
But the famous line is, I ain't forgot about you.
Uh-huh.
Hey, dog, I'm going to handle up on that little old thing we did. That ain't no little old thing we did. That's a big thing we did.
No. Uh-huh.
All right. We're going to move on because I think he's a little upset.
I don't know why you ain't whooped their ass, dog.
Yeah. A quarter of a million.
No, dog.
Dog, then wiped it. Don't worry about it. I'm going on.
Yeah.
Wiped it.
You too Christian for me. Wait, dog, Junior. Wait, what, Tommy?
That ain't nothing you white.
You too.
You don't wipe no $250.
Too good, Christian.
You too. We're madder about it than Steve is.
Yeah.
Oh, he done went on about his
Steve
business.
Keep looking off like we ain't talking to him.
Yeah.
250.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money, Steve. That's a lot of money. Huh. All right, we're going to talk to you about this off the air. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll have some entertainment news for you right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles ready for next day installation and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.